agenda, Assembly Joint Resolution 25 by Assemblymember Lackey. Assemblymember, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Let me begin by profusely apologizing for the miscommunication that happened a little bit earlier today. I know we're all very, very busy, and I respect your time, and I'm very appreciative of you spending your time with me here to hear this proposal. For the record, it should be known that I do not support recreational marijuana. However, I'm honored to present this joint resolution, which is Assembly Joint Resolution 25, because it calls on the federal government to update its laws to allow the medical cannabis industry to access financial services. In a recent report, the Sacramento Bee claimed that the medical cannabis business accounts for $1.2 billion in California. Today, medical cannabis businesses cannot open bank accounts because of various federal requirements that have been instituted by the financial institutions. The regulatory uncertainty created by these requirements caused most banks and credit unions to avoid the industry altogether. This leaves hundreds of businesses without bank accounts or bank access, also credit union transaction services that they're being denied. The entire medical cannabis industry is a cash-based industry, which results in enormous concerns in regards to both public safety as well as tax compliance. Medical cannabis businesses often have huge amounts of cash on hand with no place to deposit it. They're forced to bring large bags of cash, and this is a reality, to our government offices to pay their taxes, which is a danger to the business owner as well as the government agency. Furthermore, lack of bank accounts makes auditing businesses' tax compliance very, very difficult. This results in loss of revenue to the state as well as local governments. And I'm happy to answer any questions the committee might have.
Thank you. Are there any witnesses in support?
Mr. Chair and members, Courtney Jensen with the California Credit Union League in support. Our credit unions face significant regulatory uncertainty when considering banking legal marijuana businesses in California, and we support this resolution asking Congress for, you know, some clarity with that regulatory uncertainty.
Okay, thank you. Any others in support wish to come forward? Any witnesses in opposition? Seeing none, any questions or comments? Senator Galgiani.
So I have a hard time with this because I don't know where law enforcement is on this. I'm wondering if they even know that it's out here, if they,
We have had no formal opposition. They do know it's out there.
How long has it been in print?
I don't have the answer to that.
Or June 25th?
It's been a while. I can't give you the exact dates.
Okay, I see it looks like June.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you who actually does support it. The State Board of Equalization Vice Chair, which is George Runner, the State Board of Equalization Board Member Fiona Ma, the California Credit Union League, and the California cannabis industry. Those are the formal supporters.
Okay. And no opposition has been received.
That's correct.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Or Ms. Galgiani, anything further? Senator Galgiani.
No.
Okay. Senator Morrell, thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Senator Videk.
Sir, somewhere or in the resolution, you've got medical marijuana, and then later it's referred to as just strictly cannabis. Is there a reason for both being in there, or
that's not intentional discrepancy? We can try to amend that if that makes you more comfortable. But no, there's no. As you know, I'm not a supporter of recreational cannabis.
So with this resolution, if there were banking for medical marijuana, would it be difficult for banks or credit unions to determine whether the revenue was coming from medical marijuana or recreational use marijuana sold by same or similar sources? How would they make that determination?
I don't work in the banking industry, but
okay,
I can tell.
Okay, so let's ask your witness then.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, Courtney Jensen, the California Credit Union League. When we would open accounts, we could ask whether they were doing medical marijuana or recreational marijuana or both, you know, if they're licensed differently. I think it just depends on how recreational marijuana is passed, if passed in California, and determined on how Congress decides to act on banking different types of marijuana institutions.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions, concerns? Senator Galgiani, anything else? Yeah, let's establish a quorum and then we'll go to further discussion. Thank you. Ask the Secretary to please call the roll.
Senator Block?
Here.
Block here. Vidak?
Here.
Vidak here. Galgiani?
Here.
Galgiani here. Hall? Wesso? Lara? Morrell?
Here.
Morrell here.
Okay, we have a quorum. Let's now see if there's a motion to adopt this resolution. It's been moved. You know, there have been a couple of questions asked. I too would wonder where law enforcement is on this. I assume since there's no opposition, I can only assume that they're not opposed to it. If it's been in print since June, that's been plenty of time. I do have some concern I share with Mr. Vidak in terms of the kind of loose language in terms of medical marijuana versus just cannabis in general, which would include recreational. My assumption is a bank or credit union wouldn't knowingly take money from an illegal business. Right now, that would rule out recreational marijuana. However, you understand as the author that if recreational marijuana becomes legal, then your resolution would permit the banking of recreational marijuana dollars as well. Because it doesn't limit it to just medical.
I would argue that it does make that distinction, and it does refer to medical marijuana. And as you know, there are other bills being considered as we speak today that are trying to fortify some of the misgivings and misunderstandings with this 19-year-old Prop 215 disaster that has actually caused much confusion. And we're trying to bring some order, because it is a legitimate industry, and it should be able to be legitimized through the way that they account for their income.
Okay, so the banking industry understands that if and when recreational marijuana becomes legal, this resolution only applies to medical, and apparently the burden will rest on the banks and credit unions to decide which is medical and which is recreational, and that's an administrative responsibility the banks and credit unions are willing to take.
Mr. Chair, we do understand that the types of industry that we're dealing with today is medical, because that is what we have currently in California. We are, you know, a federally regulated industry, so that's why, you know, we've supported this resolution to ask Congress to deal with this. There have been lots of conversations about being federally regulated, federally insured, and, you know, asking Congress to find a way to deal with the gray areas and the, you know, lack of regulation that does have to do with banking these businesses. So.
Thank you. Mr. Morrell, Senator Morrell, you have a question?
No, I had a question, but not now.
Okay. Well, here's why I'm on it. I think it's necessary. I think, we're really just here to pass a resolution that will be sent to Congress, and then the federal government, in their wisdom, will do whatever they think is appropriate, which is often nothing at all. But I think that it's a well-meaning, well-intended resolution. So I will support it as chair. And seeing no other comments or questions, we'll bring this to a vote. Will the Secretary please call the roll?
Motion is to be adopted. Senator Block?
Aye.
Block, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Galgiani? Hall? Wesso?
Aye.
Wesso, aye. Lara? Lara? Morrell?
No.
Morrell, no. Shabbat, aye. We have four ayes.
What's, we need five? We have seven members, so four. Yes, the vote is 4-1, so the bill, the resolution is out. We have one member who is not present, but he has informed us, Senator Hall, that he will not be here for the vote. So it is 4-1, the resolution is out, and the roll is closed, and this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you once again, everyone.